it was just too much all the time. So I'm reducing my intake, okay?
And she's switching over to the alcohol, guys. We don't... She's hitting the bottle. And that is the end of our detox episode.
You're welcome. Write that down.
Welcome to Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. I'm Maury Fontanez.
And I'm Melissa Grushka.
And today we're going to talk all things detox, mind, body, and soul. Bean, you ready?
Sounds refreshing.
Hey, Signal listeners. Before we get on with this week's episode, I wanted to take a second and just share a quick personal message with you. Many of you know that I have written a book that comes out in March. It's called Higher Self, Reclaiming the Power of Your Intuition. And you can now pre-order this book anywhere that you buy books. We'll put some links in the show notes. This book is my coaching method to help every reader understand exactly how to access their intuition, to feel that they can tap that inner wisdom, and to ultimately feel fully empowered and dignified as your higher self. So I hope that you will take a minute now and pre-order the book. It will make a great gift for friends and family, especially with the holidays coming up. And it will go a long way in supporting me and showing booksellers that there's excitement, which will help the book succeed in the long run. So thank you so much for taking the time to pre-order. And now on with the show. Hi.
Hi, it's our first episode of the new year.
We're back.
2025. Why is it spooky?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to be spooky. I was trying to be excited.
Oh, let's change it then. It's 2020.
We're back.
Yeah.
Yes. Whee! Oh.
And today, it's a perfect day to talk about detoxing. Don't you think?
I think that's the theme. I think the idea is that, you know, we're all thinking about how to start fresh.
And I feel for me, it's particularly relevant because I have been drunk for 3 days.
Yes, and I heard. Bean went to go tell me this story as we were prepping. And I was like, hold on, this sounds like a cringe. So just please tell us all the deets.
It really wasn't a cringe. I'm just, you know, raging out right now. It's kind of the holiday. Tis the season. And
well, twas the season.
Twas the season. And I went out. I just had too many plans. I went out Friday night with friends. And then what the story I was going to tell you was we ended at the restaurant with tequila shots. Like that's just how the night went.
God. Yeah.
And I couldn't even, I was like sipping the tequila shot because I was already not feeling great. And then we went back to this one of my friend's houses to play a board game. By the way, I meant to tell you about it. It's called Mind the Gap. You would love it.
Oh, yeah. You've played it with me and my family in California, Dory.
Oh, anyway, yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah,
it was really fun to play it for the second time for the first time.
Right, right.
But said friend has no snacks. Said friend says, if I have snacks in my house, I will eat them. And I said, what? Like, I'm so drunk. I need a snack right now.
Yeah.
I can't not have snacks. And not only that, and I eat like a salad at dinner.
Were you drunk and high?
I mean, I'd like to support.
Oh, you
I'd
don't
like,
do that.
Right.
Sorry. We
I was all the
Debbie
things.
Debbie Lizerbram, listen.
Lizerbram. I'm just going to say this. I need snacks, right? Even if I'm drinking excessively, I need snacks. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, what level of self-control do you have to not have snacks in your house?
That's crazy. I actually think that you're friends with a sociopath.
Anyway, I woke up Saturday, like I woke up at 5 a.m. because one of my children woke me up and I was still drunk. It was one of those kinds of days. And I was like, oh no, oh hell no. And I had to take Advil at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yikes.
And then I was like shaky all Saturday. And then Corey and I went out Saturday night and we all got crunked up again.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us. We haven't gone on a date night in a while. We went on a date and then we like went to a bar after the restaurant. Yeah.
Excuse
and then we like raged. I know. And then last night we were supposed to just be with some family friends of ours and it was going to be all the families, but some version of some of the kids got sick. So just the wives went out and we're like three really good friends.
Yeah.
And we just had cocktails, man. And I drove there thinking we'll have a glass of wine and go home, but we just started raging. I had to leave my car there and have Corey come pick me up.
Oh my God, Bean, are you okay? Is your liver okay?
No, it needs a detox, which is why this episode is going to be so, so perfect. But first, I want to hear about something great or sad, or I don't want to hear sad.
You want to hear about something sad?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I just hear that you had a really fun weekend and I'm happy for you. You, as she drinks her coconut water.
Today's theme is hydration.
I'm happy you have so many fun friends.
I do.
Because fun is so important to us.
Fun is fun.
It's the most important. Yeah, agreed.
I live on vibes only.
I've got a cringe
for you. Yeah.
Which is a little holiday time cringe moment that happened. My mom's birthday is on the 23rd of December. I think we said on our last episode that I was sneaking over to Maryland to surprise her.
We did. We made a joke that our moms don't listen to the podcast.
Well, and by the way, she didn't listen to that episode, but her best friend had. So her best friend freaked me out at first and was like, I think your mom heard that, but she didn't. But I forgot that you know those iCalendars, like, that you share with everyone?
Yeah, I don't do that, but yeah.
How do you live your life?
Corey and I just communicate.
What? But what do you mean just communicate? Corey and I just communicate. How do you keep track of what's happening?
I put in, when he tells me I'm going to be away this time, I have everything in my calendar. Oh, I'll tell you how I keep
Corey
track.
Corey doesn't have to give a shit. That's what you're trying to say.
I'm the one who keeps Corey track. Just,
yeah, okay. Thank you.
I didn't mean
Corey
it like
doesn't
a nice
need
way.
To know. Corey doesn't need to know when soccer is.
Correct. I handle it. Or he just asks me six times and I say, please write it down in your calendar.
So just share your iCalendar with him and then make it his responsibility. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
I don't like people knowing
shit. Yeah. You just can have a kid's calendar where just the kid's stuff is in there. So that's this actually. So we have multiple calendars. TJ and I have a calendar, so he knows where if I'm traveling or whatever.
Right.
Then I have a home calendar that's the kid's schedule with plus my mom, because when we lived in Maryland, my mom would pick them up from school and like she needed to know. Then I have a calendar with their dad because they go back and forth to his house. And I forgot that when we lived in Maryland, my mom was on that calendar too, so that she knew what was what.
Right.
My dumb ass put in that calendar back in November, kids in Maryland, to surprise Mimi for her birthday.
You didn't even write
literally,
it cryptically.
Like, I spelled it out. I was like, and they will be arriving at, like, so, so specifically.
She was like, I see.
She knew for a month and didn't say anything. But the good news is she thought I was just sending the kids. So she ended up getting surprised to see my face. But
you're her baby.
I was like, I'm her baby. But I was so mad at myself. And we found out on the car ride, the Uber ride to her house, because my sister called and is like, her best friend is here and is saying something about a calendar, but I know you'd never do that. I was like, well, guess what?
Joke's on you.
So I'm so upset. I call you. I call everybody. And the Uber driver starts getting super invested.
Oh, he does?
He's like, well, maybe you could hide and you could surprise her. Well,
that's fun.
He was really trying to help us out.
Speaking of Uber drivers getting involved, on Friday night when I went out, we were like complaining about how men don't do enough a lot around. I know TJ is exceptional and does participate in a lot of those things, but there's a lot of similar complaints.
In heteronormative.
In heteronormative, correct. And we were saying it and like just saying like, just do the goddamn laundry. And then the Uber driver was quiet the whole time. And then as we're getting out, he turns around to me and he goes, I'm going to go home and do the laundry. I was like, hell yeah, you are my guy.
See, Bean, change for one person at a time.
Oh my God.
You did it.
That's what this pod is about.
You did it even on your drunken night out. See, you can't run from your purpose.
I can't. I'm here. Get used to it.
So how do you feel about like being able to record a whole episode right now? What's your hangover saying?
My hangover is saying, listen closely to the details that you're about to provide your audience and use them on yourself.
Okay, good. Great. Help us detox, Bean. I'm
going to tell you all to grab a notebook and a pencil because this episode is going to be chock full of ideas.
I'm gonna
list them out. We're gonna start with the body. We're gonna get into our bodies, which is probably the first detox people think about doing in the new year. They probably join the gyms and do all these things. And what I wanted to emphasize was that it's not about like torturing yourself. And you know, everyone does these dry Januaries, which isn't a bad idea, but it shouldn't always be about depriving yourself or punishing yourself. It should be about nourishing and restoring the balance in your body. Right? Like treating your body like your friend out and appreciating all the work it does for you.
Anyway. Yeah. So how do we do it?
Okay. So let's talk about what's a sign that you would need your a detox, a physical detox.
Okay. I'll tell you what my signs are.
Give me some guesses. Yeah.
My first sign is that like I feel puffy. Ooh, like nice. I feel like when I go button my pants, it's a little tighter, or my face feels puffy, or my my fingers will swell, my rings will feel tighter. Ooh,
that happens to me.
Like anytime I feel puffy, I'm like, uh-oh, you've been doing too much of something, like too much sweets, too much alcohol, something is off balance in your system. That's number one. The other is just like general malaise, fatigue,
sluggishness,
exhaustion. Exactly. Yeah, feeling like I don't have energy for life.
Yeah, you did.
Although I learned I was significantly mineral and vitamin deprived from my
naturopath.
Yeah, and I really feel so much better now that I take, like, according to kids, a handful of old lady pills every morning.
And I'd love to hear what you're on later.
Oh, sure. Happy to share. So those are my two, I think. Puffy and tired. What are you?
Okay, good.
What's your vibe?
My vibe?
Besides looking like you're going to be sick right now.
I keep belching. My vibe is like, I don't know. I'm pretty in tune with my body. I can like really quickly tell when I'm off. I don't always listen, but I can pretty quickly tell. I get a lot of brain fog and sluggishness, and like, I just can't get out of it. It's like, there's no period of the day where I'm like, oh, I feel a little better right now. It's like a consistent, you know what I mean? That sound, a consistent.
Wow.
Anyway, skin problems. Oh, acne. Even though I'm 42, I still break out when I'm eating way too much sugar, too much chocolate, too much alcohol, all different signs. So you get it. Lack of energy, digestive issues.
Raina said I had the king of acne on my like bridge of my nose the other day, and she's like trying to pop it. She goes, Mommy, isn't this supposed to stop by the time you're at your age?
Kids say the darndest things.
Kids who are teenagers say the
darndest
things.
Make us feel so good about ourselves.
Okay, wait. Say the list. So, and maybe our listeners and I can follow along. And I'm going to check off in my own head.
Okay.
Please join me, guys.
Fatigue.
Okay.
Brain fog. Check. Lack of energy. Check. Digestive issues. That's a good one. Check. Skin problems. General sense of sluggishness. You get the idea.
I need a detox according to your test.
Sorry.
Big time.
I'm going to tell you what to do right now. So write this down.
This is so fast.
This is all very obvious. It's actually relatively obvious, but sometimes you need to hear it anyway. Plus I throw in a couple extra fun things. First thing, clean eating. Oh, I will say, and I know this is bougie and not everybody can afford it, one of my favorite ways of detoxing, if anybody wants to support this podcast, is Saqqara. Have you ever done Saqqara?
Oh, Saqqara Life.
It's so expensive, but sometimes just do it for like a 3-day reset. Like when I've been out of control and I can't stop, you know, when you start eating sugar and then it becomes really hard to stop eating it a lot. So sometimes I do that, and that's a great. But the whole point of that is it's really whole foods. The whole thing is all leafy greens and fresh fruits and lean proteins and whole grains. And those are all the things you need to be eating to be cleaner.
Okay.
And if anyone
else. So what does that mean? That means all processed foods are out.
Well, I'm just giving some tips for clean eating.
No, I know, but I'm asking for clean eating. What should you not be eating?
But again, my whole point was...
Yeah, don't deprive.
Don't deprive. If you need a donut, have your donut. But
have
like,
your donut.
But don't have 6 donuts and don't have a donut every single day. Like focus.
Right.
My main thing is 80-20 in my life anyway. I do 80% mostly great, and then 20% I do what I feel like I need to do.
I like that rule.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to eat some leafy greens. We're going to eat some legumes. We're going to eat some lean proteins.
Yeah, whole grains.
Whole grains.
Yeah, I feel like all the things you know that you're supposed to be eating, but you don't eat. Like if you want to detox your body, this is what you're going to have to do. And the second one, if anyone else would also like to support our podcast, is hydrating.
You keep saying support our podcast like these are our sponsors.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're saying, hey.
Hey, Harmless Harvest. I'm holding up this gigantic bottle of Harmless Harvest that I have actually been using to hydrate this whole weekend of drinking. Because a key step in body detoxing is hydration. Coconut water is good. Regular water is honestly the best. 8 to 10 glasses a day, which honestly is insane. I know people do it, but like that's insane.
You know what I have really been hearing? And I think that our functional medicine guest said this, like it's also about the electrolyte content in your water. So especially if you're like my bean over here and you've overindulged.
Yes.
That liquid IV stuff or like whatever is adding electrolytes to your water is really important so your body can absorb the hydration.
Yeah, even salt. You can even add sprinkle salt into your water. That's what my sister does every day. That's what my daughter's supposed to do for her dysautonomia. Yeah, and it helps you absorb more.
Okay, got it. Hydration,
okay, great.
Check.
warm lemon water. Herbal teas are a great way to hydrate that are not water. If you don't feel like drinking water 8 to 10 times a day, you know.
Can I appreciate a couple things? One, that you were recording an episode where you have to say water in your weird way.
I'm trying to say it differently. I've been training myself. Water.
No, say it your way.
I don't want to. I'm working hard. Ask my kids.
It's the bean way.
Water.
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 The fact that you are giving us water alternatives is really helpful because I'm not a big water fan.
Exactly.
Much to the dismay of my husband, who really is on my ass about water. Water. But I like that you're drinking coconut water right now. That makes me feel like I can do that.
This is my favorite. Harmless Harvest. You are my favorite coconut. All coconut water is not created equal. This one, and it has it naturally pink, which just makes it extra adorbs.
Why is it pink?
That's the color. It's natural. It's pink. Okay. Don't worry. It's natural. If you leave pure coconut water alone, like we do, varying antioxidant levels can cause a pinking over time.
Cute.
I know.
What a cute water that it turns pink over time.
It is so fun. And it's naturally electrolyted. So many great things. Harmless Harvest. Anyway, so as I saw you swigging your coffee, another really good thing is reducing or eliminating caffeine.
That ain't going to happen. Caffeine is never going to get eliminated. Get out of
here. I agree. Me too. Doesn't do it for me. But also, one of the ideas is just doing it for a few days. For me, especially with sugar, once I get on a sugar kick, it's like a drug for me. I cannot get off. So I just need, like, sometimes I just need a break.
I agree with that. I don't have a sweet tooth. So thankfully, that's not one of my issues. But I do agree that if you do just stop for a few days, it does give your body a reset on whatever it is that you're overdoing. Right. Although I think one cup of coffee a day, I mean, is...
Yeah, I think you're allowed. I think the recommendation is like 6 ounces or something. I think it's about the caffeine though, milligrams.
Yeah, the amount of caffeine. Okay.
But so I never give up coffee.
In the beginning of this episode, you promised us we wouldn't have to eliminate anything. And then you just hit us. You just bait and switched us.
Okay. How about this? Reduce your intake.
Okay,
that sound?
That's fair. Does that 80-20 beans, 80-20.
Starting to sweat.
Yeah. Well, does your sweat smell like martini?
Probably. I had a prickly pear martini. It was not sweet. You know,
delicious.
I don't like sweet. Yeah, it was like real pear juice. It was really good.
You know what I think is so awesome?
What?
Is that you knew you were going to record an episode on detoxing, and you were like, guess what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to get schwasted and show up so hungover to the detox episode.
And I don't even get, like, I don't drink to the point of being hungover
you
that
don't
often anymore.
Ever.
3 days in a row I've done it. 3 days in a row. I do know that.
You must be working through something.
Last night, I am working through something. In fact, if I must say, even though Debbie might be listening, I have drastically cut back my marijuana usage. Drastically.
Thank God. You know, I think that's the reason you don't remember that you play Mind the Gap with me and the kids. You know what
maybe,
I'm saying?
Maybe. Yeah. Don't say I was doing that with your children around, though.
No. I'm saying the cumulative effect of marijuana over time.
And it was just too much all the time. So I'm reducing my intake, okay? We don't have to eliminate.
She's switching over to the alcohol, guys. She's hitting the bottle. She put down the joint, and she's hitting the bottle. And that is the end of our detox episode.
You're welcome. Write that down. You give up one thing, and you take up another one. No, I actually... Now that I have given myself these breaks from smoking marijuana so much, I can feel my body does feel cleaner and clearer. So when now that I drank all this, I'm like, oh my God, I feel gross.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. You know what I'm distracted by right now? We did not address up top for our YouTube viewers that I am not a New York Giants championship fan.
But oh, right. She's recording.
I'm in my stepfather's office because I'm visiting my family. And I just keep looking at my background.
Yeah, it's distracting.
You know, you would think that I was quite the sports fan.
You are. I like all your trophies. I'm also curious what your stepdad's trophies are from.
Softball. He was a big softball guy back in the height of his day. Hi, Pop Pop. Shout out to Pop Pop.
Hey, shout out Pop Pop Al. And he leaves them out. How adorable. On display.
He's super adorable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mazel tov, Al, on such great softball skills.
Wow. I'll let him know.
Let's get back. We have a lot to cover. So stop talking. Okay. Movement, really gentle movement. This doesn't need to be like bringing in 2025. You don't have to like start weightlifting and going to CrossFit every day, right?
You do need to start strength training
if you're
above the age.
Age
of like 40.
Yeah.
If you want to be able to get up off the floor in 10 years.
I'm just saying like there's lots of things where you don't have to be intense. Like again,
it's like a brisk walk.
Exactly. Walking, yoga.
Every day though, consistency, eh?
Dance. Dancing, eh? Dancing, eh?
Hip hop.
All good fun.
If you lived in California, I think we would take a fun hip hop class, you and me.
Oh my God. That would be.
That's what I like to imagine.
And then we would put on shows for people and we would charge them money to get tickets to our show.
But who, right. Okay.
The beans do the hip hop. Oh. Did you just break Pop Pop's trophies? What did you just do?
Everything just fell over.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. We're detoxing.
Sorry. All right. Okay. So we're working out.
We're eating well. We're hydrating. We're moving our bodies. Obviously, we all know this. Then there are some fun little extra rituals I'd like to throw in that you might not have thought of. Dry brushing. You dry brush?
I don't really get the point. So maybe you can talk me into it.
I think it's supposed to.
I have a dry brush. Me too. It's very cute in my bathroom.
Oh, it is? You should do it. You dry brush towards the heart. I just think it helps move circulation. I wonder how it used to be before we had dry brushes. Like what was doing that to our bodies?
The sand? Are you talking about like
exactly. You know,
like
what
in
I'm
the
saying.
Tribal days?
Yeah. How was that being done to our bodies without a dry brush?
I think we had bigger problems.
Got it.
Like eating and not getting murdered
by tigers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what I like too? Yeah. I really appreciate that you always bring it back to our cave ancestors.
Don't you always think about it?
That's like the Roman Empire for you. You know how they say like men think about the Roman Empire once a day or some dumb, crazy statistic. Yeah, it's crazy. You think of the cave ancestors.
I do.
Once a day, at least.
Because I really like to think of how we operate now. We're still operating in a lot of ways that we were operating then. We haven't grown out of it that much. And I always want to understand what purpose it served.
Right. But I still don't understand what purpose dry brushing serves.
Circulation. Lymphatic drainage. How about that?
Thank you. Explain
circulation. It helps circulate your blood, right?
Okay. For those of us that can't put two and two together, what does that do for us? Like if we improve our circulation and drain our lymphatic system, as she's Googling furiously, what is the benefit of lymphatic drainage and circulation?
I'll tell you right now.
Life force.
It can have several benefits, including exfoliation, improved circulation. Get this one. Lymphatic drainage. Moisturizer works better. Oh, after you dry brush, your moisturizer is more effective because dead skin cells have been removed.
No, I'm asking a different question. Oh. How does improving your circulation and lymphatic drainage help you in your life?
Okay. It increases your blood circulation, which helps the body sweat and eliminate toxins.
Thank you. So it's literally detox.
Literal. And lymphatic system and moving lymph fluid, which helps reduce swelling, which maybe you should think about when you're feeling really swollen.
That's
they
a
have
great
places
idea.
Now where you can go and they'll do like lymphatic massage and those things. They have these leg things that you can put on at some places, like some spas have them that like tighten up and get your
lymphatic system drained.
It sounds nauseating right now.
Okay, but I get it. The circulation allows your bloodstream to get rid of its toxins.
I feel like we need a detox. This episode is like, whoa.
I wonder
We're
why.
Like, it's 2025.
One of us is still drunk. The other is in an odd location with sports memorabilia everywhere. Go ahead.
All right. Dry brushing. Thanks for all the freaking on-the-spot trivia you had to give me.
I was genuinely trying to understand it.
Okay. Well, don't ask questions. That's not what this show is about. Epsom salt baths, which is a big favorite of mine. I do it. My kids do it. I love a good Epsom salt bath. It helps draw
It's good for your muscles.
Toxins. It's good for your muscles. It's good relaxation. Sweating it out. One of my favorite things to do is a sauna. I keep Googling those. Oh, I love it. You hate it? Oh, I love it. I keep actually Googling when one goes on sale. They have like small home ones.
Just
shove one in my basement and get in that bad boy all the time.
Yeah, do it. You could put it in your backyard.
No, I can't. It's freezing.
It's a sauna.
No, I just want they have indoor ones. Why would I put it in my backyard? Why you got to fight it? Why do you hate saunas? What's to hate?
Sitting there in the heat with nothing to do but just think about how hot you are feels like a special kind of hell.
Doesn't it feel like though you're literally, I can like feel the toxins leaving my body. Goodbye, toxins.
No, I don't ever experience it that way, but I obviously know that it does do that. So I understand the benefit.
Okay. This was fun. This is a fun one. This probably sounds really overwhelming to a lot of people, everything we're saying. They're like, yeah, I know it. I get it. I have to eat better. I have to move my body. I should be doing these things, but it's too overwhelming. So this cute little idea that I was reading was mini detox challenges, which is very into my moderation idea. Simple 3-day detox plan with manageable goals, like replace one processed snack with a fruit or a vegetable.
Okay. Love that.
You know what I mean? You don't have to little baby step. Okay. It doesn't have to be like change your whole thing overnight. Let's try a couple small changes here and there to get to a better place. Commit to 20 minutes of gentle movement daily. Don't feel like you have to get to the gym for an hour and a half or 4 hours or whatever it is. Make that yoga class. Go for a walk around your block for 20 minutes. That's it. Just do small, attainable. Yeah. You know, you're busy. You have calls all day. You can't get it in. Take a call on the road, on the walk. Right. You know what I mean?
On the walk. I say that we end this episode with a commitment of a mini detox we're each going to do.
Oh, I love that idea. Write that down.
Yeah. I already know mine. I already got it.
End the day. The last one was end the day with relaxing Epsom salt bath or meditation. Just like implement tiny little changes look at you. To get yourself into a better
space. Not the bath, but the meditation. I do the meditation.
Every day? That's so nice. It's like a prayer.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and we all know that once we feel better, we think better. Like we were just talking about it. My brain right now is complete mush and disgusting because I don't feel good.
Disgusting. Don't talk about my best friend's
brain. I've been
like
eating
that.
And drinking. So right now
it's a beautiful mind.
Right now. Right now it feels disgusting. So now we're going to move. That's a seamless, on my part, seamless transition into detoxing the mind. This one was very exciting for me because that's probably one of my greatest issues. I'm pretty good at detoxing my body when I need to, but my mind is no thank you. My mind is like no time to detox. And I bet a lot of people have that same problem.
For sure. I also don't think we think about detoxing our minds.
Exactly.
So, I'm very grateful that you brought it up.
Oh, you are so welcome, Bean. Let's take a guess what we feel like when our minds are overstuffed.
Are we guessing or am I telling you what I feel like?
I don't know. I like when you tell me what you feel like.
Thank you. I appreciate it when you're interested. I feel like I know I have to detox my mind when I loop over and over again on the same freaking thing.
Very good.
Like if I get stuck on something, I can tell that my mind is not open, expanded, like free, clear. It's like in this like loop. And then forgetfulness. Like I will just completely, my brain will just dump stuff out completely. Like,
You're maxed out. Right. You're maxed out. There's only so much space up there.
Yeah. What's yours? I know what yours is.
You do?
Yeah.
Mine is forgetting everything.
Yes.
But that's been a chronic problem of mine forever.
Forever since
I don't know if that's a mental or I just have a bad memory. What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's truly special. That's it. Like your level of forgetfulness, I have just learned to find joy in because you'll just get excited about the same thing over and over and over again. Like you'll play Mind the Gap when you come in March and you'll be like, guys, I played the best new game ever.
Yeah. It's honestly really fun. That's what I try to tell people. They're always like, oh, your memory. I'm like, it's okay. I get to like have new stuff all the time. It's really fun. I'm not worried about it.
I'm with you.
Thanks. But you're right. Overthinking, reliving past mistakes. That's a big one. That's a big one that takes up a lot of mental space in there.
Yeah.
Worrying about the future also, which you know me, that's a big one for me.
Yeah.
Feeling mentally scattered, easily distracted, negative self-talk or this is a big Bean one, limiting beliefs that keep replaying. It's a good Bean one, right?
It's a good Bean one.
All right, so let's like, so we,
the, oh. Let's declutter the mind.
Let's declutter the mind. And also that ends up resulting in trouble sleeping, difficulty focusing on other things, and then constantly feeling stressed or on edge. So if this is you, listen up. We're going to tell you what to do. First, we're going to identify what our mental clutter is. What's going on up there? What is it, the overthinking? Is it the negative? What's the issue? Too much mental noise up there, right?
Yeah,
Let's quiet that down. And one of my favorite things that I read about that I've never heard of, you probably are like, oh yeah, I do this all the time. It's called mind mapping or brain dumping. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a known thing?
I was actually going to suggest, no, I mean, this is just now entering territory of tools I give people too. So that's the only reason I know about it.
Okay, I'll just tell you what it is. And then you can add on what you tell people to do. You basically just like verbal diarrhea on a paper, all of the things that are going on in your head. You just like write it all out. What you're worried about. Don't worry about where it goes yet. Just write it all out. And then take a look at it and start moving them into categories that make sense together. And then think about what to prioritize, what needs your attention now, and what you, can you let go for a little while. And then sort of like reorganize it and then pop those things back into your brain in that way. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So I think like,
seeing it visually can be helpful. It's different than just like making a list sometimes, like, because there can be a general thing you're worrying about. You know what I mean? And you can put that in one pocket and say, I'm worried about that, but I don't need to worry about that right now. I can worry about that in April or whatever, what have you.
Yeah. I love that. One thing I add to that for people is like, it's also really great when you're putting them in these sections to look at the sections and be like, how long have I been worrying about this thing?
Yeah.
And what evidence do I have that any of it's ever happened?
Yeah. Another thing that I really loved that I heard like a couple of years ago that I do try to live by is if it's not going to matter in like 5 years, don't spend more than 10 minutes thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't harp on these decisions that are mostly irrelevant. Yeah, just make them. They don't have to be perfect. Just make it and let it be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Absolutely. I think also it's like not about putting it back in your brain always, but also just that act to your point of writing it down.
Yeah.
It's showing your fear self like, hey, I'm listening to you. I'm doing something about this. And sometimes just that attention alone helps to get you to stop looping on it constantly.
Yeah. And I think that when it's all stuck up there and not compartmentalized, it's like this big overwhelming blob. But when you see it in smaller sections and you break it down, and some of them you're like, you know what? I actually don't need this right now. I don't need to be thinking about this. I don't even need to buy that present that I've been thinking about buying. I'll put this on a to-do list in the future.
Yeah.
So many different ways of addressing it. But that was my favorite. I've never heard of it. And brain dumping. I just love the name. You dump that brain. You like dump it all out on your paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a look at it.
Yeah. And then decide what gets to go back in. Like that brain space is so precious.
It's so beautiful. So beautifully precious. And really, it's kind of up to you what you want in there.
Right.
Be your own like bodyguard for your brain.
Bodyguard. Totally. Take a swig of that coconut water.
2025 is off to a great start. Other great ways to help with your mental detoxing. So brain dumping is a number one for me. Releasing old stories, which will probably come up while you're brain mapping or mind mapping. It'll come up thinking about all the things you've been telling yourself, all your limiting beliefs.
I just realized that this mic has a volume button. Can you hear me better?
So much.
Holy moly.
But now it's going to change the sound.
Sorry, listeners.
Now she's loud. Surprise, she just detoxed her mic. Now it's powerful. All right.
I'm also so ADHD today. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I think I am too. I just think maybe I'm still drunk. And we're like, follow us if you want to be the ultimate level of healthy.
No, we don't. Our motto is we're right there with you doing our best.
I'm just treading water today.
Doing our best over here. My poor Bean, I gaslit you. It's really quiet. I was like, Bean, I don't know what to tell you. Your headphones.
And I was like, my headphones are all the way up.
I did that to you. And you always trust and believe me.
I do. Anything you say is truth in my mind.
Sorry.
Wait. Oh, here's another really great one. And there's a really good Bean tie-in for this one. Another one we don't think about that really messes with your mind is the digital space. So get to decluttering your digital space.
Please.
Which I did one time that caused me to miss my flight to Santa Barbara. Remember?
That's right. I do. You sat there and decluttered the hell out of your inbox or your apps, your phone.
My phone. I organized them. I got rid of like all the old stuff because before, and this is true, I had looked at my phone every day and there were like apps everywhere and I didn't know where anything was and I always had to search in my phone and that adds to your mental stress.
Right.
Even the visual. Now I have to lower my headphones because you're so loud.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I really think the visual, and think about it, you open your emails and I am one of those people. I have like 7,000 unread emails in my Gmail because most of it is shit. So go through, start unsubscribing,
clean that shit out,
get rid of old text messages so you don't have 100. My husband is one of those people who has like literally like 100 and some unread text messages.
I was just going to say, TJ has these, like, you know, the red notification bubble. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. On his
email will say like 928. I'm like, how do you live your life, especially as an OCD person?
Wait, you're going to die right now when I tell you how many mine is at. 41,959. No, that doesn't stress me out, but the text.
How dare you sit here and tell us to declutter ourselves while you have 41,000?
I told you
notifications.
These are all great tips, and I agree. When I read that, I thought, you're right. I do need. You don't realize what an impact. I mean, we live digitally, but we like ignore the fact that the clutter there. If your house looked like your inbox looked, you'd be like losing your mind, right?
It's true.
But that's what's happening. We're living in this world, and it's a mess. Clean it up. Clean it up, you slobs. Those are all great ideas. Then you could do some mindfulness practices. That always helps with clearing the mind, meditation, breath work, body scanning, that kind of stuff, just to really like understand where you are emotionally. And then,
can I tell you mine?
Yeah, please.
Oh, I thought you were done with the mental. I was going to give the one that I literally do every day.
Oh yeah. I was moving out of mental. I was going to do another seamless transition, please.
Okay. At the end of the night, I just write down the three. So it's three questions. One is, what did you do for someone else today? What was the best part of your day? And then what do you want to feel like tomorrow? And it literally just allows you to like get it out of your brain and onto paper, that's but also nice. Allows your consciousness to focus on the positive things that you contributed to the world and how you want to show up the next day.
That's really beautiful.
And then in the mornings, the three things are, what's the most important thing you have to do today? What qualities do you want to show the world today? And, what do you want to, like, what is the greatest thing that you could accomplish today that would feel good?
You do that so it's like every day?
Yeah. Every That's morning, incredible. Every night.
Do you just write like one word down?
Yeah. Sometimes I write a word. Sometimes it's sentences.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. So steal that, guys, because what I've found in my own life is it allows me to feel more positive, feel more gratitude, but also like it gives my brain this habit of knowing like, hey, you get to empty and you get to focus every day at two different points.
It's like compartmentalizing. It's organizing your mind. I love that.
Yeah.
And when our minds are clear, we can better connect to what we need in our souls.
There she is.
Here we go. So so you know, we don't really think about soul detoxing, but we carry so much unprocessed shit inside of us and all these emotions that we haven't worked through and all these outdated beliefs and everything that's weighing our souls down. And that's often when you feel so heavy. It's not your physical or necessarily your mental. Your soul is overloaded. So you're feeling disconnected, uninspired, stuck in these unhealthy patterns. I feel like this is a great time of year to really focus on what your soul needs. Because by the end of the year, you're like just doing shit on, it's like a hamster wheel. Like it's just, you're just going. You don't even know what you're doing anymore. So take a minute. Are you feeling uninspired? Are you feeling unmotivated, disconnected? Are you holding on to grudges? This is a great big one. Mm. Experiencing repeated patterns. The same shit keeps happening. And you're like, why is this still going on? You're feeling empty. This is your soul. This is all the things your soul needs, right? So there's really easy practices like I love Palo Santo. I like to Palo Santo my house. But you can sage. Sound healing is really great. Have you ever done bowls?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I love some sound baths. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the science behind that is that there are certain frequencies that actually allow us to, one, activate our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of us that is not stressing, but also that there are frequencies that are emanating from other parts of the cosmos, other parts of the universe that certain sound bowls and bells will hit. And so it's just this it's this instantaneous soul reminder that you are a part of something so expansive. And it's a reminder. It's like almost a coming home of your soul that you're part of something so much greater than just what your ego will allow you to perceive.
It like realigns your vibration to that vibration. I think I wrote it down. It was 528. What's HZ? What's, is that megahertz? Whatever HZ is, but that's the frequency. That's a healing frequency, but there are all different frequencies for calming and healing, but that's, I think, one of the big ones. So that's a great way to cleanse your soul sort of and realign your vibrations. Another one for this was salt cleansing baths. Another use of Epsom salt. Epsom salts are really super wonderful.
salt in general is a very cleansing thing.
Yeah.
So like if you notice that when you go to a seaside town or to the beach or near the ocean, you naturally feel a little bit calmer, a little bit more like present. It's because of the sea salt in the air that is allowing your system to become more calm and like bring your, again, activate your parasympathetic nervous system.
It releases a bunch of negative energy, which is so beautiful. Reconnection exercises, which is a great one, which is spending time in nature or acts of service. So going and doing for others is a really great way to replenish your soul. Everybody likes to help others. It's just part of us, I hope.
And it's a reminder of your purpose. I mean, when you have impact, then you, again, I think that this whole soul detox thing is about, because you didn't ask me, I'm sure you meant to.
I am. Bean, what are your takes on this?
No, but like when I know that my soul is disconnected or needs detox is when I'm feeling disconnected from my higher self, when I'm feeling disconnected from a larger, more expansive presence, whatever you want to call that. And that's how I know that my soul is like in need of some detox or a reminder. So detox, soul detox for me is a reminder that you are part of something greater and have a greater purpose. And all these things that you just mentioned it's like a bell for your soul to remind you, hey, you're here for
you're
a reason.
Part of something larger.
And you're
than
part
just
of something so divine. Yeah. And once you remember that, those little things that your ego wants to take so personally, your soul is wiser than. Your soul is like, no, this is nothing in comparison to the ocean of meaning that is my life.
Wow. Wow, that came out of nowhere. That was powerful. I agree, though, fully. And one of the last ones I wrote that I think is amazing and I don't think people think about enough is forgiveness. Forgiveness can free your soul. Forgiveness, holding on to grudges is a cancer. It's holding on to something that does no good for you and no good for anybody else. Forgiveness doesn't have to actually mean reconnecting, but you can forgive. And they were suggesting like some rituals, like writing a letter to yourself or writing a letter to somebody you want to forgive and then burning it just so you can move through that emotion.
I have to say you're very good at forgiveness.
I am. I believe
you let things go really, really completely.
Because I really don't believe that holding on to it does anything positive. It only hurts me more.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're going to do and be what you're going to do and be. So I have to either realign my expectations or right?
I totally agree with you.
We had a whole episode on forgiveness, I think.
We did. Yes.
It was a good one.
Shout out.
Yeah. And then the usual meditative visualization where you are imagining, which I know you do this, imagining your highest self. I've seen you do this in one of your workshops where you're really visualizing what it looks like, what it feels like, and then identifying what sparks joy for you. Who was it? Marie Kondo? Truly, what sparks joy? Not like your clothes, not just organizing. What in your life, who when you're around sparks joy? What are you doing where you truly feel joyful? Reevaluate and try to make time for those things that bring you so much joy.
You just said that, and I wasn't going to mention this, but it reminded me this month in January, for anyone that's getting my newsletter, I'm sending a weekly meditation to help you meet and embody your higher self. And Bean's done these meditations. They're pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
So if you want to get those meditations, just go to MoriFontanez.com. There'll be a pop-up right there. Just drop your email. We'll add you to the newsletter. And every week in January only, you will get a meditation that'll help you get closer to embodying your higher self and help you with this soul detox.
What a perfect way to incorporate detoxing.
Yeah.
With MoriFontanez.
We didn't even plan that.
No, that was so organic. Beautiful. Wow. Just like the rest of our podcast.
Bean, that was so good. You really covered a lot of ground
today. I really
did
cover a lot. And I just want to say I'm really excited for 2025 and this new year and more signal episodes and seeing where we go. I feel like we're going to maybe pivot some. We don't have any plans of that, but I just feel like we're going to start moving and shaking and trying to see what lands the best. And I'm excited.
Yeah. I think that excitement that we all have with the beginning of a new chapter. And so this is like a new year. We're all feeling that way.
Yeah.
Grab that feeling of excitement. Yeah, don't let any of your cynicism or fear tell you that it's all going to be the same or whatever negative voice is in there. Your best bet is to grab that feeling and just run
Why
with
not?
It. So
Why not?
I'm with you. I'm totally excited. Right. But I really feel like mind, body, soul, you really gave us a lot to think about. So
we did. I think
do you want my tangible takeaway? Do you want my
We've never done beans.
Maury's takeaway?
Oh my God. Maury, please give me your TTTs, girl.
Okay. My takeaway for today from this very informative episode is that there's a lot we can do to detox our body or our mind or our soul. It always starts with noticing what is making you feel toxified or disconnected.
Trademark.
And recognizing that you can do something about it. And instead of overwhelming yourself with trying to do everything, if you just do a few things, it'll help you feel better in whatever area, body, mind, or soul that you want.
Exactly. The mini detox. We gave some tips up top. Just do a mini detox for each area and do them at your own speed. And slowly you'll grow.
Love. Bean, that was so helpful. I love you so much. I can't wait to do 2025 with you.
It's going to be amazing. I feel it.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. This podcast is co-hosted and produced by myself, Maury Fontanez, and Melissa Bushka, and is edited by our sound editor, Josie Barak. Stay tuned next week for another episode.